And then we had a public hearing for the consideration of an amendment of one condition to the interim use permit that was issued for Tenasca and Cordelia Power for the meteorological towers, or referred to as MET towers. There was a lot of concern around aviation and ag applications and pilot safety. And so some of those conditions that were placed on there were looked at by the board and modified slightly because they couldn't quite meet the conditions that the board put on there. So I've had a lot of conversations with folks over the last couple of weeks. Our ordinance does allow for amendments. Technically, it could actually be done at the staff level, but we staff feel that so non-structural changes can be made, and so certainly markings was non-structural. Structural would be like, you know, increases in size, reduces in size, moves physical locations. Those would all be things that would trigger a new IUP process. This was really just looking at the number of markings and what they could engineering-wise do. So that did go to the board, back to the board, and then they held a public hearing for comment on that. So that got approved with some changes to the markings, and there was a lot of public comment that was put on there. We did have our county engineer and myself talked about a little bit about the roof damage that we experienced on June 2nd. So that, if everybody remembers, about 2 o'clock that afternoon, that storm kicked up really quickly, and moved from west to east across Stevens County, kind of from the north to the east, right? So it hit our location and then kind of a path northeast of there. So that did tear back that rubber roof that we had on there. It's going to be, you know, anywhere from $130,000 to $220,000 to fix that. We do have an insurance policy that'll pay $135,000, but the recommendation from staff was for the board to consider restoring that to its original design, which was a metal roof, and hopefully increase the longevity of that building. We use that for heated storage. We have a lot of stuff in there that gets stored when it's not in use, and I think, you know, the cost to build new is, you know, $2 to $3 million. So we were encouraging the board to maybe consider funding that additional $70,000 to $80,000 out of reserves to pay for that restoration to that original roof. And so what ripped off was the repair that was done in the 90s, and the board did ultimately approve that to take from cash reserves. So we anticipate that work will happen here by the end of June. And so that was kind of an extended discussion. The other thing that I would just note is that we're currently hiring for 2 deputy sheriffs. That position is open and advertised. If you know folks that want to relocate back to Stevens County, maybe they have ties here, family here, encourage them to check that position out and look at that. So just a really full meeting, 2.5 hours, is kind of non-traditional for us. Mm-hmm. A lot of that had to do with the public hearing that was on board. You know, that we took from both those public hearings that the board had hosted. But other than that, you know, we've got a couple of things coming up here. We'll have our July meetings on July 1st and July 15th. And we also will have, the courthouse will be closed this June 19th, coming up this Thursday for Juneteenth. That was a state and federal recognized holiday, so the city or the county had to come into compliance with that. So we will be closed this Thursday. But back open on Friday the 20th. So just making sure the public's aware of that in case you have business you're planning to do this Thursday.
Okay, yeah, a lot of great information. As always, every time you come in, we have a lot to talk about. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, I just thank you for the time, Murphy. It's good to get this information out to folks.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah, we'll have this on our recorded version of this, if you missed it, on our website and Facebook page, just as we do with every Community Connection. Rebecca Young, thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to come in and talk with us. Appreciate you.